Well, I'm now joined by ITV Director of Television, Peter Fincham. Peter, it's very nice to see you. How's your festival been?
Oh, it's been good. I've been to the television festival many times, but I've never before been obliged to lie down on the front of the main stage with my legs apart while Keith Lemon has performed a sex act on me. So in that sense, I have a feeling that when all other memories of this festival fade, that might be what sticks in the mind for me. I hope not for other people, though.
It may live on YouTube, I fear.
I hope not.
Yeah. We should say this was a festival edition.
I think I've got lawyers onto it even now.
This was Celebrity Juice, which you...
It was. Celebrity Juice, the opening thing, which I was on Holly Willoughby's team. And Holly tried really hard to look after me, but I think inevitably I was in for a little bit of humiliation from Keith Lemon.
I think you did well. I think your head only went in your hands once, I think. So, you know, yeah, good work on that. Well, let's focus on two areas of the ITV schedule. One is breakfast time, daybreak. What's going to happen and when's it going to happen?
Oh, September the 3rd, we have a new presentation team in Lorraine Kelly and Ali Jones. We also have, you know, a broader team around them. Quite a lot of changes in the set, the look. So, you know, there's something to watch out for in daybreak there. And during the course of the autumn, we hope audiences will respond to that. We hope, you know, audiences will grow and we'll get a kind of confident sense of where daybreak should be and as ITV's breakfast programme. So not very far away is the answer. Week after next.
And let's talk Saturday night. X Factor came back last Saturday, red or black either side. Seemed like a deliberate attempt to give red or black as much of a leg up as possible, but it didn't really work ratings-wise, it would appear.
Well, hang on. You need to look at what red or black did during during the run, both before and after X Factor, and it grew significantly, and it peaked at a very good figure of around 5 million in the second programme. We did red or black last autumn. It was quite a high profile launch, and it ran into some issues during the course of the run. It was a live run, a strip week. We had some problems with contestants that were much publicised and so on and so forth. This is quite a different show. It's a weekly show on a Saturday night. It's pre-recorded. It's all in the can. The format's been changed. I think it's built, if you like, on more solid foundations now than before. And last Saturday was the first outing of it, but it's on again tomorrow night and it'll be on the following Saturday. So, let's see. I think it's a good show. It's a very well-produced show and we'd like it to become a fixture on ITV Saturday night. And in due course, we'll see.
But it was, ratings were down year on year, as was the launch show for the X Factor.
You can't quite compare the little launch of Red or Black in the two. The Red or Black last year launched in September, not in August. X Factor, yes, it's true. I mean, I don't want to, you know, make excuses anyway. Last weekend was the hottest weekend of the year, and it's still the middle of August, a couple of weeks after the Olympics. I think television viewing has been down a little bit. I think probably people gorged on television during the Olympics, and indeed, you know, why shouldn't they have done it? It was a wonderful, wonderful event. And so, you know, with the sort of eventual arrival of the summer in the second half of August, I think there has been, to a degree, people not watching quite as much. But the X Factor is on until December. It's a long run, as I like to say. Don't think the 100 metres, think the 10,000 metres. Don't think Usain Bolt, think Mo Farah.
And just finally, Peter, I'm sure there's plenty to look forward to on ITV, but just give us one thing for the autumn schedule.
Oh, if I had to pick out one, well, maybe because I've seen more of it than I have of some of the others, a drama, a series by Jeff Pope, made by ITV Studios called Mrs. Biggs, about Ronnie Biggs and the Great Train Robbery, seen through the eyes of Charmian Biggs, Biggs' wife, played by Sheraton Smith, a tremendous performance. I've seen three episodes of that. I think it's brilliant, to be absolutely honest. But I hate calling these things in advance because I don't want to put pressure on them at all. But you asked me to name one thing, that's the one I'd name.
Jeff Pope was the man behind Appropriate Adult, of course, which
was
fantastic business and many awards.
Jeff is an ITV treasure.
Peter Fincham, thanks very much.